that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. And that, that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Order now at Acura.com.
We are live here. Welcome to Speak Now Pro Wrestling. It's your girl, Denise Salcedo, and joined here today to talk WWE SmackDown, the March 29th edition. I got my friend, Righteous Reg. What's up, Reg?
What's up, Denise? I'm very happy to be here. SmackDown Friday night, WrestleMania season. It's almost time to get to Philadelphia, Denise. I'm very excited. Thanks for having me. Appreciate everybody here supporting on a Friday night, Denise. You know, they don't have to be here. How are you today, Denise? As always, super busy, I'm sure.
Honestly, a little bit hectic because I was telling you off air that during the show, I take notes for the podcast. I prepare stuff for the podcast. I make a new thumbnail. I change whatever needs to be changed for the thing. I live tweet and then I live Facebook. I don't know what you call that, but I live everything. And then on top of that, what I started doing today was I also started filming reactions. Not only that, I was editing the reactions during the commercial breaks and posting those up. So today was a little bit extra on top of everything, but it was a fun show with an ending that I can't wait to talk about.
Very exciting ending. There was some good wrestling on this show, Denise. Very focused wrestling show. Everybody knows it's WrestleMania season. The angles and everything presented shows that it's WrestleMania season. Pretty exciting.
It definitely is. And of course, next week, as Righteous Reg mentioned, we are getting into the WrestleMania week. And there is so much that is going to be happening. Of course, tons of podcasts here. But on Thursday is when I fly out to WrestleMania week. And I'm going to basically be everywhere that I possibly can be. And the places I can't be, Reg is going to be helping me out and also getting some content for the channel. Bless your soul, Reg, because I have been very stressed out about that. These are the weeks where I wish I could clone myself, but Reg just got my back on that. So I'm really excited. Okay. There's going to be lots of content coming to the channel. When do you fly out, Reg?
I'm going to be there Thursday too, and I get right into wrestling. Denise, when I get to WrestleMania weekend, if people don't know, I watch so much wrestling. It's ridiculous. If there's a wrestling show happening at 3 a.m., I'm there to see it. It's the best time of the year for a wrestling fan. It's wrestling vacation for me. Well, it used to be. Now it's like work. Not even your thing. Just like, you know, us like media people and networking and just being in attendance. It's so much more than just going to the wrestling show. So I'm really excited about it.
You got to be on, man, 24/7.
Every moment of the day. If you're just walking down the street, somebody's like, hey, blah, blah, blah. It's like you never know what anybody could be or anything could be. It's exciting.
These are my favorite weekends. These are the weekends when I come out and I come back and I'm like twitching. I come back and I'm like, what day is it? I don't know. Literally.
Can't wait. It's the best time. Afterwards, I'm like, damn, I hate wrestling. So for like 2 days, I don't watch wrestling and then I'm back at it. It's ridiculous.
God, I don't think I have like a break. I haven't had a wrestling break since a while, but it's okay. It's all right. Cause I like to keep up with everything, but let's get into some of these super chats. Of course, in case you missed it right at the top of our stream, we had a thank you, Sheldon Banner, because
Sheldon,
been sending so many memberships to the channel. As a matter of fact here, he says it's actually the 52nd week in a row that he has gifted DWO memberships. And he says, everyone, happy Friday. There it is, officially 52 straight streams of the gifted membership. I forgot the last two streams in 2023. You did, which I gifted DWO memberships and every show you've done in 2024. Sheldon, I was like, I need to give you more than like a thank you banner, but like, you know how much this means to me. And I really want to thank you for your support all the freaking time. I know I say it all the time, but each time I say it, I truly mean it though.
Yeah, I haven't been on a stream with you, Denise, where Sheldon hasn't donated 5 memberships. So shout out to Sheldon. Don't know how amazing that is to consistently do that. Doesn't have to do that. Just great support. So again, shout out to Sheldon Jackson for always being a great support for all of Denise's streams. And when I'm here too.
Yeah, seriously, thank you so freaking much. We got Tim Wenninger Jr., who's been a DWO member for 11 months, who says, at SmackDown, so much fun, the boos for Dom. Wow, it's always a good time when you get to boo Dominic Mysterio. We got Tunde Iwad, who says, if the men have the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, when will the women have theirs at WrestleMania, and what female's wrestler's name would they use? I was thinking Chyna. I would love it if it was Chyna, but the fact that they haven't like even put her in the Hall of Fame makes me like wonder if that's something that they would do.
Did they do something? I don't know if I erased this from my brain. Didn't they like announce a like Fabulous Moolah, blah, blah, blah. Then there was backlash and they changed it to maybe the Mae Young.
Because they had the Mae Young Classic.
Yeah, yeah.
They did have something with the Fabulous Moolah, and then something happened.
And then there was a bit, everybody was like,
didn't they? They pulled sponsors from it, but I don't remember what it was. It might have been a battle royal or something.
I don't remember what it was, but they need to do something again where they have just all the women or everybody represented that doesn't get a shot to be on the show.
Exactly. We got Jana here who says, this episode was great to me. It clearly focused on all the other storylines that desperately needed it since being overshadowed by the main events. Saw some complaining that The Rock Roman weren't there. Well, you know, it is one of those things where it's difficult to say, because when you go to the shows, right, you definitely want to see The Rock and Roman Reigns because they're big stars. And we've kind of been getting spoiled the last couple of weeks in seeing both of them at the show, particularly SmackDown. So I can imagine that the people at the show definitely want it. However, I thought they did a good enough job on today's show to make it feel like it didn't feel like anything was missing. Like, even though The Rock and Roman weren't on, I didn't come out feeling like, oh, that show sucked or was missing star power. I didn't feel that way.
Yeah, agreed, Denise, because I didn't even really think about it until the super chat here. It's like, oh, yeah, they weren't really on the show because they had them represented in video packages and things like that. I think that WWE did a good thing earlier this year where they were like, The Rock's going to be specifically at these shows. So, you know, getting people's hopes up or getting people in that. Him showing up randomly on Monday probably got people's hopes up, too. But, you know, you can't win them all.
Yeah, that's true. But it's that thing, though. I feel like every time you go to shows because you're there, it's the thing of like, I'm special. I'm here. Something great is going to happen. That's how people feel when they're at live events, right?
Totally. You always want it to be like someone talking about like, oh, I was there. You can some moment that's going to live forever in infamy. And you're just like, oh, I was there for that. So anytime The Rock shows up these last couple months, it's been a moment like that. So you want to be a part of something like that. I mean, the people that were there Monday are going to remember what he did forever, you know?
Oh, yes, they are. Thank you so much, Jana, for the super chat. We got Dream Ninja 77 who says, Jade whip that arse. What an epic entrance. We'll get into that in a second. We got Ice-T, who says, good SmackDown. They launched Jade Cargill almost perfectly. I can't help but think that The Rock literally stole Jade Storm. Jade Storm's Cargill's thunder with his intro. It would have been perfect for her. Did you make that correlation?
Not until just now. Ice-T, listen, that would have been amazing for Jade. And I can see Dwayne being like, let's see Jade's intro. Oh, I like that lightning. Let me get that for mine. Like, I mean, it's not the craziest thing, Denise.
It's not the craziest thing. Yeah, you're right. I didn't think about that, honestly. It wasn't something that I really thought of.
I mean, The Rock's going to be gone. Like, he could, you know, just gift it to Jade when he goes and does his next Fast and Furious 12.
He could pass it to her and be like, doom.
This is yours.
And they get a little effect, those little 3D effects that they do. And he passes it to her and she gets it. All right, this is turning into a superhero movie right now.
She is kind of like a superhero, Denise. She looks like a guy.
She totally is.
Yeah.
We got Matt Logan here who says, Is this a regular gig on Fridays?
No. I'm trying to get WrestleMania money, you guys, and this is it.
Hey, guys, Reg is hard to book?
Hard to kill. Shout out to TNA Impact Wrestling. They're very cool. No, Friday nights are very difficult, you guys, and just sitting down and watching SmackDown.
Because Reg is a single man, guys. Just say it, Reg. Friday nights is the day that you go find out whether or not you're going to be clapping cheeks or not.
Whoa, Denise, hold on a minute. You went like 0 to 100 really quick.
Reg, I'm not dumb. I understand what a young single man does on a Friday night, all right?
Listen, Friday's busy. That's when they want to hang out. Denise, they're like, yo, what's up on Friday? And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, I can't. I'm going to be reviewing SmackDown. They're like, what's fucking SmackDown? But yeah,
nerd.
Denise,
exactly. Dork.
Oh, you don't want to come over? You want to watch some guys slam each other? Yeah, sorry, lady.
That's the real reason, Reg. Just throw it out there for everyone to know.
It is what it is. Put all my business on the street, Denise. Thanks.
Jay Stone says, kind of bummed Bianca isn't any singles WrestleMania match, but damn, Bianca, Trinity, and Jade, the big three, like they started the league. Reg will get it. No, yeah, I get it.
We're going to get into it. There was a lot of emotions because, like, I'm kind of on the same thing as I wanted Bianca to be in a singles match. But seeing the three of them at the end of the show was like, man, do anything you want. I don't care. We could have it. Just like, long as y'all are together, I'm in.
Jason X Cross sends in a generous super chat saying Jade is going to be a big effing deal.
Totally.
I completely agree with that. John Black says Damage Control looked like they saw a ghost of a little boy in the stock room. Oh, wait, that was me. I was like, yeah.
Remember that little fast guy?
Stop it. Took me a second. My bad. Dream Ninja 77 says Dom called Wild a non-Latino.
Yeah, we're throwing shots, big shots. I was like, whoa, we're doing that. Is that the first time they've ever mentioned that, Denise?
I think it's the first time. Will Chisholm says that ending shot of Jade, Bianca, and Naomi, I know it would be good, but I didn't think it looked so gangsta.
Print t-shirts, make a billboard, make a movie, just all of it. We want it.
Jared, who's been a member for 5 months, says WWE doing black girls versus Asian girls at WrestleMania. I didn't even think of that until right now.
No comment.
Laurice Johnson, thank you so much for becoming a brand new member of the DWO. We got Lab Gloss here who says, oh, he gifted 5 DWO memberships. Hell yeah, man.
Let's
thank go. You so much, dude. I appreciate that. Okay, I'm trying to get all cut up and then we'll get right into things. Ryan Lambert says, Reg going after them Hoochie Cheryls in the Bay.
Nothing but Hoochie Cheryls. I'll just line them up.
Lab Gloss says Kyrie jumping on Jade like she's a store manager. Oh, she my did. God. I need to stop. All right, let's get into this Jade Cargill stuff, man, because this was the biggest thing that happened on the show, and we need to get right to it. So as they had promoted last week that Jade Cargill is officially a SmackDown member, and she would be making her official SmackDown superstar roster debut. It's kind of complicated because she's appeared on SmackDown, but this was her official debut as a SmackDown superstar. So that's why it's a little wordy. But anyways, so Nick Aldis introduces her, and she comes out in this, like, red leather two-piece, this, like, turtleneck with the boobs really nicely emphasized, and then the bottoms, and the tight, tight red boots.
I went blind for a second. I was like, oh, I can't see. Wait, what's wrong with my eyes? Why are they doing this?
I can only imagine how you must have felt, Reg, but she came out and she cut this promo and she basically said that it was about time that she was there, and she put over the WWE women's roster and basically said, but they are not me. I am the headline. The storm is here. And that was basically it. And she did her, you know, her little pose. Mm-hmm. And that was the end of the first part. So let's focus on that first and foremost, what you thought about the promo and how she looked and all of that.
Presentation, Denise. Like I said, my eyes stopped working. One went that way. One went the other way. I didn't know. I was like, yo, what's going, like, my eyes are going. You know that scene in Step Brothers where Will Ferrell sings and then afterwards John C. Reilly's like, I can't even look at you right now. That's what it is seeing Jade Cargill. She looks, but not like, it's like there's wrestlers and then there's Jade Cargill. There's superstar movie people and then there's Jade Cargill. Like, she's on a different level. Like, the presentation was great. The theme, just everything about it. I will admit, Denise, I'm glad I let it play out, because after this little bit, she came out. She looked great. She called out the SmackDown women's locker room and she was like, none of them are me. And then that was it. I was like, That's it. I almost tweeted like, that's it. I let it play out, though, because I didn't want to judge. I was like, there has to be something more. And later in the show, there was something more.
Yeah. So here's the thing, though. Even let's just say the second part hadn't happened. I was pretty satisfied with the beginning. And the only reason I was satisfied with that was because I thought they kept it like simple and straight to the point. The point was she came out and they were clearly wanting everyone to see her physique and how flawless she is, right? Okay, cool. They made a point that she is someone to look at. The other thing that they did was now she's like the headline. I think she needs to run with that, man. If she's not running with it already, I'm assuming she is, but she gave herself a little nickname. She's got the storm thing. So that's a little catchphrase there. So I felt like she came out and she checked all the boxes of what you need for a WWE superstar. I was like, look, check. Nickname, check. Catchphrase, check. You know what I mean?
Totally. The only reason I wouldn't have been satisfied, Denise, is just because I wanted her to have a WrestleMania match or something attached to WrestleMania. And the ending made it feel like there was going to be something. If they came out in another week, they were just like, oh, she's here and we don't announce anything for her, I would have been like, yo, what's going on here? But they made up for it.
Yeah, especially because they waited so long. So here's exactly the thing. Like, we had only seen her in the Rumble. And I thought the Rumble, they did phenomenal stuff with her. I thought she looked great. And I feel like this promo, again, I don't know. I was very excited. The storm has arrived. I'm looking forward to it. She just looked like a – I don't even know how to say it. Like, if I would have been eating during this, I sadly would have been like, oh, man, no more. I ain't eating that cookie no more. Because, damn, she looked really good. Like, I feel like everybody –
every moment of the day she's working out, Denise, like right now she left the ring and just started working out. Cause like, how do you look like that?
That's the thing though. Honestly, it's people like that, that I feel it's just natural. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know what she does. I don't know about like fitness and nutrition and that type of stuff.
She's an athlete.
Right. She's an athlete. There's some people that just, it's genetics, Reg. Some people can look like that. And you know, some of us
get
can't.
To look at people that look like that. Luckily for us.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, honestly,
10 out of 10. That's it. That's all.
Yeah, I was like looking. Actually, I'm going to bring this picture up because I was looking at her her arms. And I'm just going to say this right now. It doesn't matter if you are a man or a freaking woman. Everybody,
a horse,
everybody would want to have arms, guns like these.
Like, come on, Denise, look at this. Like, again, my eyes are burning again. Just look. I'm like, yo, like, how come my eyes keep doing this?
Be strong, Reg. You can make it. Be strong. Okay.
Like, just give her all the championships. She's the best. She won.
So following all of this, a lot of people thought that was it. Reg, you thought that was it. Fast forward to the ending of this match. I mean, the ending of the show, excuse me. Bianca Belair goes one-on-one with Dakota Kai. And this was great stuff. We're going to have to kind of intertwine these stories here because in the back we had a skit that was shown where Bayley attacked Io after a promo, which was really freaking cool. We'll talk more about that in a second. But in the actual match between Bianca and Dakota Kai, they were having a pretty like good match. Bianca ended up winning and then she gets jumped by Damage Control. Naomi comes out to help her out, but it's still not enough. She's outnumbered and they let a lot of time go by. And I'm thinking, is Bayley going to come out? Like, is this the moment where they kind of become friends? Like, I was thinking, because, you know, Bianca doesn't really care for Bayley. Right. I was thinking that Bayley was going to come out and be like, see, I am a good girl. Like, you should be trusting me or whatever, right? I wasn't expecting Jade, even though we have discussed in the past the possibility of Jade being in this spot. And even so, I still wasn't expecting her to come out. So when she did, I thought, oh, hell yeah, let's freaking go. So she goes in there. She freaking pump kicks Asuka. She freaking takes down, who was it? I think it was, it was Kairi Sane. No, it was Io. And then Kairi Sane was the one that jumped on her back. And then she took her out afterwards. She took out everybody from Damage Control. And afterwards, we get this really great shot where you see Trinity, Bianca, as well as Jade. All three of them standing there in the ring with the big WrestleMania sign on the back. And then the Damage Control girls on the outside. So it's looking like they definitely are doing that three on three.
Yes. Tremendous stuff. Like I said, after the promo earlier or after the signing earlier, I was like, oh, I don't know, maybe that's not enough. When they start beating down Naomi and Bianca, the crowd started chanting for Jade a little bit. So I was like, this is a possibility if happened. And this is probably the best position for her to run in. So when she came in again, she switched her outfit, Denise, looked amazing again as something different. But she just looked like a big, giant superstar. Like, what's she going to do when she get in here? So she gets in here, and that pop-up powerbomb that she hit, oh, my God, crazy. She hit the Jaded, like, everything. She looked like, I'm here to destroy. I'm here to look great. And that last shot of the three of them, like I said, put it on a T-shirt. This is a million-dollar group. Phenomenal. If Bianca's not going to be able to continue her streak of amazing one-on-one matches, this is the next best-case scenario, especially teaming up with Naomi. This is all just really dope to me. And who they're going against are some of the best wrestlers in the world. So this is going to be a great match.
Do you think they're getting like a group name? What would the group name be?
We're getting too far in the weeds for that. Like, Jade's not going to want a group name. She don't play.
I want
that.
A group name. Mm-mm. Why not? I think this is going to be a thing for a bit, though.
It's not. Not for Jade. She don't play like that.
I think it might be for a second.
How many seconds, Denise?
I don't know. What do you think at this? Wait, someone said Destiny's Child?
In the chat, y'all are. Who's Beyonce?
I would probably have to say Bianca because she's done more. But the leader feels like it's Jade.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right.
But and more then, accomplished and then is Bianca.
Naomi's Kelly Rowland. Yeah, you're right. I don't. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, I'll go with that.
All right. Okay. See, I told you. What's wrong with giving them a name?
I don't want you to have a name. Jade is an individual. Like, she's going to say next week, I don't like y'all at all, but I'm just here to help. Like, well, you'll see it.
I don't know. I have a feeling, this could go multiple ways, right? This could go because I think that they should all be a faction, but also do like their own thing. Because here's the thing, right? Like with Bianca, for example, let's talk about Bianca for a second. People have been wanting to see something different from her. People have been wanting to see her as a heel and all of these things, right? But she's still just Bianca, the Bianca that we know. So with that being said, they're going to have to change things up for a little bit so that people don't get bored.
Yeah, I guess coming off the end of whatever they're going to do at WrestleMania, they're going to need to kind of establish some things with all three of these women. And this might be a good way. That's what I'm saying. If they're going to try to do like a trios group and they're doing matches like that, but if they're a crew and they're doing singles things, then yeah, I'm in for that.
It could be a thing where it's like, oh yeah, we all get together and fight other girls. But when it comes down to it, like when they have their singles matches, the other girls are there having their back.
Black girls rock, Black women unite. I'm with you, Denise. Now I'm all in.
Or what if they do like a thing where, or what if they do a situation where Jade is getting all of the attention, right? She becomes the Beyonce of the group.
Denise is in a booker mode.
Bianca is like, oh, hell no. You know, like this, I've been here for, like, I've been doing all of these things. And then there starts to be this like jealousy, but this could be down the line, you know?
Yeah, no, this is, you got it, Denise. I wasn't in at first, but now I'm all in. This is leading to Bianca and Jade showdown. Who's the real Beyonce? $1 million idea.
They can push this all the way till next WrestleMania. They can do a whole thing this whole year where they start off as trios.
See, maybe the issue is there is
a tag team.
There is a Bianca and Rhea showdown at WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah. That I can't forget about that. Yeah, you're right.
I don't know when it is, Denise, but it has to happen.
All right. Well, then screw my idea. Yeah, because I do want to see that Bianca-Rhea match.
But Rhea and Jade also. See, there's so many matchups that are going to come out of this. We have a lot of time.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm excited, man. Honestly, the visual of all three of them just standing there all looking like superheroes was very, very exciting. All right. Let's get into the rest of these super chats in here and let's see what people are saying. This is from Steven Marchuli, who says, my God, someday Jade versus Tiffany, please. Well, I might as well mention that right now because we did get a video package of Tiffany Stratton. And we've been talking a whole lot about Tiffany, right? Because it's Tiffy time all the time. We're always wanting to talk about her. But here's the thing. We haven't seen her the last 2 weeks. And the last time that you and I were talking about her, we were talking about how like, even though she's supposed to be a heel, because she's so good and people are so interested in her, it's almost like they're turning her babyface because of the cheers that she's getting. And I noticed that ever since she went to the main roster, they really weren't showing her NXT character. Her NXT character was more so of what we saw today. So today they did one of those video packages where she comes out and she's talking about how perfect she is and how, you know, everything she does is perfect. She talks about her white teeth, her hair, her skin, her fashion, her being a gymnast, literally everything. And then she even trashes some of the other people, calling them ugly. And all of that is heel stuff. So I feel like they did this to remind us that, hey, she's a heel, but they hadn't presented her that much that way on the main roster. Only people that watched her on NXT were familiar with that story arc for Tiffany Stratton.
Yeah, that's why I was excited about what they did today, Denise, because that's one of my biggest pet peeves of what they do with NXT talent is they build up people like Tiffany Stratton who get super over there, and then they bring them to the main roster and they don't talk about any of that. That has like, well, why did you build them up for that? And then either change their character or don't mention it at all. It's like, well, you have the development for a reason. And I think that they've been doing a great job post, you know, the last couple of years of doing that. And I thought with Tiffany Stratton, they were just like, here's Tiffany Stratton and letting her do her cool things. And she was getting over, but it's like, there's one more element that's going to get her even more over if you bring in the NXT stuff. So the promo today, I think, accomplished a lot. Do you think she'll have something at WrestleMania? Cause I mean, them kind of showing her a week before and doing the video package, that means something, I would think, right?
I think so. I think they have enough time to do it on SmackDown if they do like an impromptu situation.
Yeah, because next week,
something simple, right?
They announced the Andre the Giant Battle Royal for next week. Maybe they'll do like a women's thing too. But I want to, like, remember, they need to get them on the show though.
Do you remember if they did a pre-show last year with matches? Because they've been doing a lot of pre-shows but without matches.
I can't remember.
I don't remember if they had pre-show matches on last year's WrestleMania kickoff.
What do you put on the pre-show though, Denise?
I mean, you could put a pre-show match, a singles match with Tiffany Stratton and, I don't know, somebody else, just to at least like get her a match at WrestleMania.
It could work, but that's like I don't want to say a coveted spot, but like there's a lot of people that are going to want that spot.
Of course. Of course.
They should.
Of course. All right, let's see what we got here. But I do definitely want to see Jade versus Tiffany at some point. And that one's going to be like the battle of perfection.
That's going to hit really hard.
We got MD89 who says, never thought I'd hear Denise say clapping cheeks.
Yeah, Denise.
I recently learned the term and I wanted to use it at some point so I could sound hip. I make note of this. I don't want to say where I heard this. But I make notes of things like that now. Like whenever I hear someone say something that I think is funny, I'm like, oh, you're going to use that in a podcast somewhere.
Yeah, it's podcast brain is really funny. Sometimes I'm in the shower, I'm like, I'm going to say that for the pod. It's so silly. It's so pod dumb. Brain.
Bro, I'd be having a I'm done. Nope.
Anytime you get to those almost close one, Denise, I'm like, something crazy is going to happen. But yeah, let's just move on.
Dream Ninja 77 says, Reg, we are not worthy to witness Jade perfection.
My eyes, you guys, every time I see her, I'm just like, what is this? This is crazy. Denise, what do you think her ceiling is? She's world champion. Is she the biggest? Can she be the number one woman in WWE?
It's hard to say. It's really hard to say without having seen her in any singles matches in WWE. Right. Until she has those singles matches, then I can say whether or not she'd be the top woman. Because we're just talking about Tiffany Stratton. Mm-hmm. And Tiffany Stratton also has a great look. Mm-hmm. Also has a great physique.
She does.
And she's also got a character down that's very, very popular too.
She does.
And can do a lot with it. The thing she has over Jade is the wrestling. And point blank, we're watching wrestling. People love wrestling. It's a big part of the game.
Yeah, I mean, if it's like a match with Tiffany and somebody and a match with Jade or somebody, they're going to be two completely different matches. But Tiffany got it down a little bit more than Jade does. They're not going to use Jade like they would use Tiffany. So they're going to be in different trajectories. But they're, like you said, they're competing for the same spot for sure.
Yes, they are. And then it's so crazy to think that because I think, like, do you feel Bianca and Jade are fighting for the same spot too?
Yeah, because Bianca's time isn't up. Like, she still got years. She's still on top. She's still fighting to be that number one. And she, Jade coming in is more competition for her. I think it's better for her because, like you were describing here, Bianca's been on top for a while and she needs a little bit of change. Having Jade there on her ass doing all these things is going to inspire her to try to switch it all up. It's good. It's going to be great for Bianca, maybe more than anyone else at this point.
Yeah, I think so too, because I mean, yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, they're going to compete against each other. Of course, Bianca is also the stronger wrestler too. But yep. I think what Jade has, it's like, it still counts for a whole lot. It does. Can't look like that and not have it mean anything.
None of the women that we describe have aura like Jade, though. Like what she did tonight on SmackDown, none of them, just like without doing a match, have that. And that's big, especially for WWE, Denise. Like, she could be over everybody just off that. They could, like, we don't care about when she gets in the ring. We don't care about any of that. Look at that reaction. Look how she looks. Look how she's presented. That could be worth more than anything.
Right. And then let's also not forget some of the other people that they have on this roster. The number one being, for the women, I would still say number one, Becky Lynch. And oh my God, let's not forget Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the run that Becky's on right now, what she's doing with this book tour, she's showing that she's number one with the vengeance. And if she resigns, or when she resigns, she's not giving up that top spot either for a couple of years, Denise. She's not ready to take a backseat to anyone.
No, and I feel like also Becky is very secure right now in who she is and her, like, who she is and what she can bring to the table, because she's a legitimate draw, and that's been, like, tested and proven. Like, people are interested when Becky Lynch comes out. People don't change the channel when Becky Lynch comes out, and that within itself is it's massive. It's huge.
Yeah, Becky Lynch is not even in just the women's discussion. She's in every discussion. Like, if we're talking about the main over wrestlers here, it's like you can name a handful of them, and Becky Lynch is in there. She is a number one discovery. They're going to throw 500 bags at her, Denise. They will not let her go anywhere. This is her company for the next couple of years, and I can't see her stopping or doing anything or slowing down. Like, I feel like she's only going to go harder because we're getting stuff like Jade, because we have people like Tiffany Stratton coming up, and we haven't even described the great women they have down in NXT. Like, it's going to get tough up here, Denise.
The competition is scary for the women right now, honestly. Yeah. Like, I would be freaking like terrified.
It's great. It's great.
I think it's like the
get in the gym, y'all.
I think what, you know, it's funny for the on AEW, it's the guys, I think, where the competition is hot and heavy.
I mean, but remember we just talked about Mercedes, though. Mercedes
is way up here right now. There's still a lot of space between her and the next person.
Yeah, it's not like that in WWE. A lot of them are like the same level, or like right underneath. It's a different level of competition.
Yes, that's why I'm saying, like, for me, when I think of AEW, I think the men are more along those lines. And then on the WWE side, I think about it for the women. I think the women are more like neck and neck.
Yeah. What do you think? You think Rhea Ripley's beating Becky at WrestleMania?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she has to. Yeah. We got Tunde Ud here who says, are they still doing Jade Bianca versus Damage Control? What about Naomi? I think they're doing 3-on-3, right?
Someone said that they just announced the match officially.
Oh, online. They did. Yeah. Oh, let me go look right now. Let me go to, apparently I don't know how to search things. I went to WWE.com instead of Twitter.
Learn how to use the internet, Denise.
I know, I'm so dumb. Let me see. Let me pull this up. Sorry, guys. I'm slow at the moment. Hold on. I don't see anything. Where did they announce this?
Maybe Twitter?
I am on Twitter. I don't see anything.
Come on. SmackDown.
Let me see. I'm reading.
At Fox News. Not Fox News.
WWE. Fox News. That's a different kind of podcast, Reg.
Way different.
Oh, whatever. At some points, someone tagged me in it.
Somebody's saying it's on Twitter. Denise can't see. She can't search. She just said that. Oh, Nick Aldis.
Oh, Nick Aldis. I don't freaking follow Nick Aldis on Twitter. Do I follow Nick Aldis on Twitter? Oh, I follow Nick Aldis on Twitter.
You've interviewed Nick Aldis before, haven't you, Denise?
Yeah, I've interviewed him. I'm trying to see if he's where the hell? Why am I taking too long on this? You know what? I give up.
Well, everybody's saying it's official.
Whatever. I trust
just can't
people.
Find it.
Did I finish reading that super chat? Okay, there you go. Well, I guess that will answer your question. We got Ice-T here who says, Jade Storm, Naomi Dazzler, and Bianca is Rouge. WWE is making them the X-Men of wrestling. Disney gonna bitch to WWE about Jade using their IP.
Yeah, it's not gonna go over as well as it did in AEW. Maybe, I don't know.
Who knows? Okay, someone tagged me. Thank you so much, Desi Baby, who tagged me here. It's a whole ass video. No wonder. I wasn't going to watch no video. Give me a graphic, WWE. Damn. There's a video here of Adam Pearce, and it says SmackDown GM Nick Aldis makes it official. Jade Cargill, Bianca, and Trinity will battle Asuka, Kairi, and Dakota at WrestleMania. I ain't even going to retweet this video. That's how mad I am.
I don't know why Denise is so mad.
I'm so mad. A video. Be real, Reg. When you see something online, are you going to, what's going to grab your attention more, the graphic or the video?
The graphic will come, Denise.
I'm just saying, if you're making an announcement, it should be the graphic.
Or Denise a little video. Denise is so with the mad graphic. About this video. I'm not going to watch a video. What do you think this is?
Which is funny because I post a shit ton of videos.
That's all you do is post videos.
All right, Roberto Cortez, thank you so much for becoming a brand new DWL member. We got Gerard. Yes, I got Jared. It right. No. Oh, that's Jared, not Gerard. We have Gerard, and I've been practicing. Yep. God damn it. And so finally, I would. Okay, that's it. I'm done. Jared says, I'm going to need Raw's women's division to fight back SmackDown and NXT, killing them. And then even AEW, that's how you know it's bad. Who would you draft to help them over on Raw?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Like right now, it's like they're doing good on Raw, right? They're doing good. They've been having those confrontations with Rhea and Becky. Becky and Nia had that last woman standing match. You know what I think it was, in all honesty? What it feels like kind of slowed down the Raw women's division. We got too much of Nia and Becky.
Yeah, they kind of overloaded on Nia. I think that Nia is playing really great since they brought her back. I mean, they have the two biggest women on the roster we just talked about with Becky and Rhea. So they're doing all right. It's just like they put too much focus on those two. And Rhea being entangled in Judgment Day stuff still kind of keeps her in a different thing. Like if she was like the head and all entangled in all women's division stuff, it will feel different. But since she's over there doing business, getting over as hell, it feels a little bit different.
Yes. And on top of that, the women's tag team division is not that strong on Raw. And unfortunately, that's been bringing down, I would say. I think that's why Jared feels this way.
Yeah, now, as soon as you said the women's tag team belts, I was like, oh, yeah, that's why. That kind of, what is it about those belts, Denise? They're just cursed?
No, it's not even just the belts. It's like almost like the entire, it's like all the matches. It's everything, I would say right now. It's just,
everything
it's not
connected to it. As soon as they are like, it's a women's tag match or a women's tag title tournament or anything, just something that just does not work. I don't know what it is. I don't know how they'll ever fix it. They have fun tag teams. They have fun matches, but I don't know what it is.
Right. Ice-T here says, I really hope Jade can learn to work the 3-on-3. It's a way to hide her lack of skill for now. She has the look. Man, I hope CM Punk is working with her.
He is, I'm sure.
I mean, Bryan Danielson worked with her over on AEW.
Yeah, I mean, I think for how WWE is going to present her, she'll be fine.
We got a super generous super chat here from Nick Grosso here who says, I like the main event angle, but I feel Dakota Kai needed the win more. She was out for 9 months and is supposed to be the leader of Damage Control. I feel Dakota is underrated. And from now on, let's call her main event Coda. It's hard to say, you know, I get what Nick Grosso means by saying Dakota is underrated because, you know, she's got a lot of potential, more than what we give her credit for. And, you know, that's the thing. I think sometimes when we're sitting here and we're talking about the big stars, which we were earlier, not at one point did we mention Dakota Kai. She's got a lot of potential, too. Of course.
Yeah, I like Dakota Kai a lot. I think she's a great promo. I think she's a really good wrestler. They're probably a little bit apprehensive with, you know, her injury history. But I think when like time happens and she gets established and she gets to like, they got to get away from Bianca and Bayley attached to the Damage Control. Cause they're just, that's all you could think of when they get away, start interacting with some other women. I think we'll really start to see what Dakota has.
Yeah. And she brings something different too. She's got a different vibe. Her interests are different. And so that's going to connect with a huge portion of the viewers because she's a gamer. She's got that gaming vibe. She's got all of that down. And there's such a huge, huge part of the wrestling community and the fans that are gamers. And it's like Dakota Kai can, you know, really connect with those people, with those audiences.
And she just seems like a really cool person. So attach that to the streaming thing and she being a really good wrestler. Like when she gets the opportunity to really shine, she's going to connect pretty big. Like she could be a really big over baby face if the opportunity presents itself.
We got Jonathan Corona here who says Jade should have Pyro at WrestleMania. I agree. I think I love Pyro. I want Pyro all the time if it were up to me.
I'm sure she will without much money. And they're saying this is the biggest WrestleMania ever. Yeah, there should be.
Tamel Dante says Bianca, Naomi, Jade, Eco, the Aura. That's good.
Not bad.
Jonathan Corona also says the Stormest glow for Jade, Naomi, and Bianca. That's not bad either.
Everybody with their names.
I'm easy to please. So Matt Logan says Bailey EO was from the Performance Center. Great stuff. Great stuff. Ice-T here says Jade was green as a bell pepper while she was with AEW. Why are you two acting like she wasn't? Bianca and Naomi went fully through the NXT system. We're not acting like she's not. Mm-mm. What I literally just said, that the one thing she doesn't have in regards to Tiffany Stratton is that Tiffany Stratton is a better wrestler.
Yeah.
Same thing with Bianca Belair. So we literally talked about this right now.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Ice-T also says Tiffany is levels above Jade in skill. We just said that. Am I not using the right words?
When it comes to in-ring, she is. Not levels, but she can work better than
in-ring,
her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sheldon Jackson says, can we stop the Final Testament and the pride bullshit? Because this ain't helping no damn body. Cross and crew just go back to NXT for F's sakes, because this is just horrible television.
How do you feel about Karrion Kross, Denise?
I don't feel anything.
Yeah.
I'm indifferent.
I know. Yeah.
I feel bad because that's like the part of the show where I'm like, oh, if that's on, let me look at Twitter. Let me see what's going on over there.
They were having a really great tag match, and then they shot to Karrion Kross, and I was like, bro, I do not care. So shoot back to the tag match.
I feel bad because this was supposed to be like the thing for him. Remember how excited everyone was?
Yeah.
And you know what?
A few of those times where people were like, oh, it's going to be Karrion Kross's time. He's getting these big moments, and then it's like,
What, Reg? I'm mad. And you don't want to know why I'm mad? Because I feel that mob mentality got to me with this whole Final Testament thing. You want to know why? When the Final Testament was presented, my initial reaction was, oh. And then everybody was like hyping it up on social media. And I thought, you know what? Maybe I'm not seeing things the way that it should be seen. And then I got like fake excited, I feel, about this. And so I feel like I was part of this mob mentality of thinking this was going to be good. And then all of a sudden, every week it was like, oh, I'm not reacting to this.
Yeah, it's like when you know something's not going to work. It wasn't working, then you're like, this is not going to work either. That's kind of how I felt about the whole thing. Like, they started putting this group together, and I'm like, nobody's going to care about this group. And still, I don't think anybody cares about this group. Does anybody care about this group?
I'm sure there's going to be a couple people in here that care about the group.
Mm.
They're always this. Which is fine, and I want to care. That's the thing, I want to care. But at this point, it's not only do I not care about them, I've stopped caring about the Street Profits and Bobby Lashley.
That's a tough one. I think it's just because they're attached to this, and you're like, oh, they're still on this? Who cares about this? I have a question about that match, too. Didn't the Street Profits get a new theme song a few weeks ago?
I think they did.
What happened to that? They didn't care.
I don't know.
They don't care about Street Profits either, Denise.
No, I don't know what's going on right now, but man. We got Jonathan Corona here who says it is officially the women's six tag match is announced. Bianca, Jade, and Naomi versus Damage Control WWE just announced. Thank you so much to Jonathan Corona. I appreciate that a whole lot. Tuna Yud here who says for 2K game, which female deserves a cover next?
Becky's already had one, right? Has she?
I'm not a big gamer, so I tend to forget a lot of this stuff. But I feel like I would remember if she was.
Right. She had to have one. Like, how happened she had one night? She's the man.
I don't know. Well, there you go. There's your answer. John Harris here says Jade versus Jade Brandy. Versus Bianca. Sorry, it took me a second. Jade versus Bianca at WrestleMania 41.
Oh, Brandy Rhodes.
No, we're not talking about Brandy Rhodes.
That's what
meant Brandy Rhodes? I thought he, like, spelled the words and it auto-corrected.
No, he's talking about one of the greatest women's wrestlers of all time. You thought this is open mic night, bitch. Brandi Rhodes.
I thought John mistakenly wrote Brandi and meant Bianca.
Nope. He meant the queen of this shit. The Rock is scared. Bianca, Jade, all of them are scared. Like, if at the end of the show, Brandi Rhodes walked out and stood at the top of the Titantron, all the three of those women would have been like, yo, this is crazy. I'm not going out there.
Oh, so thank you so much, Shawn Davis. She had a co-cover with Roman Reigns, Becky Lynch.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Thank you so much. See, I told you, we got gamers here. It's a little huge part of the wrestling community. Mm-hmm. All right, Dream Ninja 77 says, Karrion Kross been dead since Cole murdered him on NXT.
He hasn't recovered, honestly.
No, you know what happened? You know what it was? It was the damn freaking, like, remember that horrible getup they had him on Raw with the mask and the suspenders?
Then he had the Jeff Hardy match. It was all over.
That's what got him right there.
Yeah, he never recovered from that. And nope. I don't know if he ever will.
Nope. And God, whatever.
Honestly, I didn't really like the how they were booking him in NXT. Remember they had him like squash everybody? They had him squash.
I liked what he was doing on NXT. I thought on NXT they made him feel like a big deal. Like, I still to this day remember the stare down with him and Samoa Joe. I was really into that. And it just sucked that at the exact same time that he was doing this really great stuff on NXT, that at the exact same time they were having him do this horrible stuff on Raw.
The problem is they did that classic booking of he came in and squashed a bunch of guys. And then what happens when you wrestle guys that you can't squash? Nobody cares.
All right, we got Mr. Twilly here who sends in a very generous super chat saying we could have had Tiffany versus Bianca and Jade Naomi versus Kabuki Warriors at WrestleMania, but they had to add Final Testament versus Lashley and Street Profits to it instead. They added this match? Official?
That's what they've been building to, so it wouldn't make sense.
I mean, I figured as much.
It's two nights of WrestleMania, Denise. They got to fill some time.
All right, this is going to be the part where I run to get some nachos at WrestleMania.
Nacho break.
Nacho break.
They have to have one.
Yeah, there it is. All right, we got Jay Stone here who says Bobby and the Street Profits need to pack it up, get Bobby back in the main event scene, and get Tez free. I know, they need to have him be a single star. Jay Stone also says Cross teased Tez should leave them a few weeks ago. I think a lot of us have been sort of waiting to see Montez like blow up and really have to at least give it a go, at least see, test the waters, you know?
Yeah, there was a time, Denise, where they were doing this teasing of the Street Profits breaking up, and I was like, never, don't even do it. This is a couple years ago. And then they did like a draft thing, and I was like, this is it. They're going to finally launch Montez, and then they never launched him. They need to get to it. It's about that time. And with Lashley, they're wasting precious time. They're wasting precious. Bobby Lashley still looks like he does, still works like he does, still pretty much is in the prime of his career, and they're not using him as a main event star. They got to do something with him. They can't have him being a cheerleader for this group that he's in. It just doesn't make sense for who he is.
No, and it started off cool. They were out there wearing the suits. They were looking all suave. Bobby Lashley was giving them a makeover.
Then what happened?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing happened. Jay Stone, thank you so much for the super chat. All right, let's get into some of these other topics that occurred here on the show. We got Kevin Owens and Randy Orton versus Pretty Deadly after this match. Well, unfortunately, Logan Paul cost this match for both KO and Randy Orton. He came out when Randy wasn't looking and referee wasn't looking and hits KO with the brass knucks. This allows Pretty Deadly to get the win. I love that they showed the replay and that Randy Orton saw the replay, because usually it's like wrestlers and referees apparently are blind whenever replays come out, right? Yep. And so Randy sees this replay, realizes Logan Paul still may be underneath that ring, goes there, drags his ass out of there, and this all leads to him chasing him off, and he leaves in his fancy red car.
Yeah, I thought this was pretty fun. That exact thing there, Denise. It's like when something happens and the referee had their back turned, it's like they walk out backwards to the back so they don't see the video. Like, watch the video, dude. We're all seeing that you made a mistake here. But Randy Orton being like, oh, I see it. Is he under there? And using the crowd, Randy Orton is at that stage where he's still super over. Everybody loves him. He could do things like this of like pointing to the ring and finding Logan Paul and beating him up and all that. Thought it was super fun stuff. Kevin Owens on WrestleMania, that's all I care about. What's your interest level for this triple threat match, Denise?
Honestly, I'm interested. I'm interested because I know that they're all good. And I know that Logan Paul, like, he hasn't had a match yet. Maybe aside from that one random mismatch that we got. Aside from that match, all of Logan Paul's matches have been good.
Yeah, and I'm excited because Kevin Owens is in it and he'll always do something wild. And Logan Paul's kind of built up this thing of doing something crazy too, so it should be pretty interesting moment happening here on the show.
You know, I actually thought we were going to get another backstage beatdown tonight on SmackDown when Randy Orton was chasing down Logan Paul. So bummed out when he got in his car and left. I was like, come on, yo. I thought some crazy thing was going to happen.
That was kind of funny, though, him riding out with his arm out of the car. I was like, yeah, okay. I'm not mad at it. Because it plays into to Logan Paul's character. Really good shot on Kevin Owens first with the brass knuckles. But, like, for his character, he can't be getting caught up and getting beat up by these two guys. He has to run. He has to get away. That plays more into the heel things that he does.
Yeah. All right. We got two more things to talk about, and that is the AJ Styles promo. And basically, this was AJ coming out saying that he wants to expose LA Knight. He tells him that he's overachieving, under-talented, and that he's a piece of shit and all of this, right? And LA Knight, that's what he said, Reg. LA Knight is there masquerading as a WWE employee, and he attacks AJ Styles, and eventually AJ runs away, and LA Knight's like, you better run and hide. I liked this. This was cool.
He's a piece of shit. Yeah, no. Styles is really mad, Denise. He is, like, just so angry at LA Knight. He's just chapping his gears all crazily. I'm half interested in this match. I think it's going to be really good for WrestleMania. Glad that these two are getting a one-on-one match. LA Knight throughout the year stayed consistently over, so he really earned a spot like this. They're just, like, spinning the wheels, kind of trying to book this going into the show. Like, what kind of wacky things can we get into coming into the show? Inoffensive stuff. They're keeping them both on the screen and hot. Interesting stuff.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. I'm digging it. I'm looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. All right, we got one last thing to get into, and that is the tag team stuff. So I'm going to kind of throw this all in together. So we were talking about the Street Profits. They took on A-Town Down, Austin Theory, and Grayson Waller. And basically, I mean, that led to the whole thing with freaking, what are they, the Final Testament, mm-hmm. and basically screwed the Street Profits over. And so A-Town Down, they continue on. They're going to WrestleMania, and they're added to the six-pack challenge. Yep. Then the other spot was filled by the New Catch Republic, and this was pretty fun, actually. We got Legado del Fantasma versus the New Catch Republic. They ended up winning. And then, was it before or was it after? No, it was before, when we got the Santos promo, the confrontation, LWO and Legado brawling with each other. Zelina slapped Elektra. They're going to have a match next week. Dragon Lee's officially part of the LWO, which I personally thought he already was.
Same.
Right. So, anyways, those were the two things. What did you think of either of these matches?
I like both of these tag matches a lot. The Legado and Catch Republic. I hate that new Catch Republic name. I'll never get used to it.
It's too long.
It's so long and so contrived and stupid.
We can't read.
Yeah, we can't read. What do you think this is? I thought the match was awesome, though. All those guys worked really well together. I thought that for a second, Rey Mysterio was going to announce that Andrade was going to be his partner. But I do like Dragon Lee, and I think the match is going to be awesome. Dom still has that crazy heat where he can't talk. Santos looked crazy dope in his outfit and everything. Really great stuff. Both of the tag matches are fun. I'm looking forward to this ladder match because the tag matches have shown me that everybody's going to go in here and go wild. They need to split up those tag belts still. I don't know if they ever will. Just doesn't make sense. But I thought that the tournament as a whole established a lot for the teams and established that we're going to get a pretty good match at the show.
We got Ice-T here who says, who what will be the blown quads moment of WrestleMania 40? Can we create an award for it and name it after Shane? Are Shane and Steph never to be mentioned again? I'm not going to lie. I have that clip of Shane tearing in that spot at WrestleMania 39. I have that thing saved on my phone.
Seriously. Where it's like something we're not supposed to laugh at, but Shane McMahon breakdancing like gets me good, dude.
When Michael Cole was like, he still got it. And then at the exact moment, it was like, boom.
He still got it. Like, no, he does not.
Oh,
hopefully
man.
Nothing. We don't want anybody to get injured like that. So hopefully they don't have a moment like that this year.
It was just funny.
But damn.
It's one of those things, right? It was just like an unfortunate moment that was funny. Mm-hmm. You know, not funny that he got hurt, but the botch itself was kind of funny.
It was.
Oh, man. All right, we got Juan Castle here who says, Reg, Strickland versus Bearcat Lashley hardcore match.
Me and Swerve versus Bearcat and Lashley a hardcore match.
I'd pay to see that.
Would you? Who would win? I think I could take. I could not take Keith Lee or Bobby Lashley. They'd both tear me in half. I could beat up the referee probably in the match.
I don't know, man. The referees have some training, bro.
Denise has no faith in me. She's like, nah, you can't do that either.
Nope. Whatever, dude. Juan Castle, thank you so much for the super chat. We have a super chat here, by the way, that I didn't get to read on Wednesday's show because it came out afterwards. So I want to make sure to give it some time. This is from Crazy 101 who says, no Rampage this week, Denise. See you in 6 months.
And if you saw the card for Rampage, Denise, you'd be like, oh, God.
What the hell is the card for Rampage?
You don't want to.
It's bad?
I mean, it's not bad, but like.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question. Is it bad for all viewers or bad for just viewers like me or bad for viewers like you?
Bad for viewers like you. Like, I'm a sicko. There's some good wrestling on there, but like, you would be like, what is this?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a little insulted by that, Reg. You're basically saying, oh, this card is too sophisticated for you.
Wrestling sophisticators like me. I would put my pinky up while I watched Rampage. Yeah, you wouldn't know, Denise.
Pinky up, freaking monocle.
Something you would never know about. This is just Rampage, baby.
Oh, man. Someone said, oh, Dustin versus Butcher. Okay.
You're not going to. Stop saying okay like you care about that. Okay. You would not watch that in 5 million years.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
I do know that.
I don't know that.
Guaranteed.
I'm going to. Oh, wait. That was today. Wait, exactly. Are we talking about today's card or next
week? It's on today. Yeah, no, it's today. It's happening right now.
Oh, wow. Too bad. I already missed it. If not, I would have tuned in.
You can catch the West Coast version at 10 o'clock.
I'm asleep already at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, there we go. I bet.
You see, this is I missed out. Had I known in advance.
Excuses. Had I known in advance.
Rampage is on every week at the same time.
It never changes. I'm just not touching it, but it hasn't changed for a long time. Had I had known, I mean, I would have been there.
Oh, man, I'm dying. All right, man. That is it for our show today, guys. I hope you had a good time. Before we go, I do want to give a shout out because, as I mentioned before, if you leave a review on Apple Pods or on Spotify, I do take the time to read them here on the show as a thank you. And we got a brand new one. Yay. We got Leia's dad here who says, best post shows. It's the most frustrating thing ever when you don't have any real life friends that like pro wrestling. And when your girlfriend loses attraction to you, the more you talk about it. Yeah. So it's great to be able to tune into Denise's post show and have her break down every match and segment. A lot of other podcasts just talked about the main stories. Keep up the great work, Denise. Man, thank you so much, man. And you know, hey. I was thinking about this the other
Been there of losing interest talking to a partner. Like, why, you're talking about wrestling again, dude? Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know anything else.
I get it. If you're not interested, it's like, shut up.
Right. But it's so much. And that's the best, Denise, when I'm like, oh, I'm doing a podcast. They're like, you could talk about wrestling again. I'm like, it never ends. Like, there'll never not be something to talk about.
That is true. But I was thinking about this the other day, though. Honestly, I wanted the chat to chime in on this one. How many of you legitimately have in real life friends that watch pro wrestling and can actually talk about it with them? Because I feel it's all online friends.
Yeah, I was going to name a bunch, but I met them all online, though.
Exactly. Yeah. They're all online.
Yeah.
Same thing for me.
It's wild. Nobody. I mean, because people don't like wrestling in real life. It's just us.
It's just us. We all
wrestling's cool again. No, it's not. Like 10 people like wrestling. You guys relax.
We all just found each other randomly. Just okay, us. Dan, we got Dan Jackson here. He says he has a handful.
Okay.
You must be really social, Dan.
Mm-hmm. Okay, everybody we got else some people. Like, nah, I don't know nobody.
Delayed Gratzier says used to be a couple, but not anymore. We got Desi Baby who says none. Peachy Bo says two coworkers and a friend.
That's what it was for me. Like, there's a bunch that used to, but they all just stopped liking wrestling.
See, some people, it's just like their relatives. Yeah, see, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't know anybody that watched wrestling. I mean, besides my uncle, but that, like, it's not like a friend that you, like, hang out with and talk about the shows and stuff, you know?
Totally. Like, hey, let's go out to dinner and talk about SmackDown. Yeah, that doesn't really, that doesn't happen.
No, it does not.
You don't have you don't have a you and your husband go out with another couple and you guys are like, well, that New Japan show last night was
no,
sick.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Nope. The only time
did you see what Tanahashi did? He killed it.
Yeah, no, never. The only time that we get to talk about wrestling with other people, it's literally whenever you guys come over we see each other at a show. If not, it's like, oh, well, that's it. All right, we got a super chat here from Ice T. He says some people dogging wrestling.
Dogging.
Mm-hmm. Watch and talk about novellas, reality shows. Come on now, stop the hypocrisy. Wrestling is the same damn thing. That's true.
Not even just like soap operas, but like Marvel movies, the Zeus Network, BET, like all of it's all about drama and bullshit and entertainment.
Yeah, but apparently movies are real. TV shows are real.
Taken was different. Liam Neeson's was really after those people, Denise.
Hey, don't ruin it for me, man. I love that movie.
How did it happen three times, Denise? Three times they taken somebody from Liam Neeson's?
Did you watch all three?
No.
Okay, well, I watched all three, and the story came together. After the first
time, I'm like, why are they taking somebody again from Liam Neeson's?
What? You have to watch all three. They all explain it. It's fun. It's good. It all connects.
Liam Neeson's. I'm going to check it out.
I watch all his movies, honestly. My grandma used to have a crush on him, or she might still. I don't know. Liam Neeson. Yeah, he's got it going on, you know? He's like, or like an older dude? Oh, yeah.
He's 89 years old, Denise.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
I don't think so. Anyways, that's our show, everybody. Reg and I will be back here on Saturday tomorrow to talk about AEW Collision. It'll be a really good time. And then, of course, next week is WrestleMania week. So be here. I got Monday's Raw Watch Along, Tuesday NXT Post Show, Wednesday Reg and I will be here. And then also Wednesday morning, I'm going to be doing a WrestleMania prediction show with Luke Owen of WrestleTalk. That is right. Team The Nuke will be returning. And then after that, it's just going to be WrestleMania content non-stop. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll catch you guys later. Bye.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Nexco, give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Biosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. Ready to be a part of it? Let's go, give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Give up. Order now at Acura.com.